It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Jack and Noah. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too, let's go! Hey, Jack, why don't you ask your parents if you can come over? Because I really want to do some training in our backyard today, okay? All right, Noah, I'll ask him and I'll let you know. Over and out. Noah and Jack were cousins that loved to play and do all kinds of things together. And today they really wanted to do some spy training. They were both on our spy team, and they needed to keep up with all their skills. And so every day they needed to practice and do all these special drills and trainings. But today they wanted to do them together, because doing trainings and exercises is sometimes a lot more fun when you do it with somebody, right? Yeah. And so they really wanted to play. Well, Jack went and asked his parents, and they said yes. So Noah and Jack could spend the day together. Jack got dropped off at Noah's house, and they went to the backyard and started to play. Well, train, I mean. As they trained, they practiced jumping over lava, climbing across a cliff, and tightrope walking. You see, as a spy, you just never know what situation you might be put into, and so you have to be ready for all of them. Well, all of a sudden, Noah, did you hear that? Said Jack. Yes, I did. That's our spy beepers. Let's check it out. Noah and Jack both grabbed their spy beepers and pressed the play button.
Noah and Jack, we're glad that you're together, because we have a very important mission for the both of you. We have one of the members of our spy team who's has a secret name, but you must know him as the Hulk. Well, for some strange reason, the Hulk has lost all of his power and strength. We're not sure why, but it's up to you to solve the mystery. We're sending you the coordinates of his location. Good luck. Over and out.
And that was the message from HQ. What? How has the Hulk lost all of his powers and strength? That is not good. Noah, how do you think this happened? Said Jack. I don't know, Jack, but let's check the coordinates and see how far it is and grab our jetpacks and get to work. They checked the coordinates and it was on top of some really tall mountain. And it said that there was Hulk's secret lab was at this mountain. And so they had to fly up to the mountain. But it was so high up that their jetpacks wouldn't even work that high. So they had to hike the rest of the way. Okay. Well, at least there was a map. Good. Noah and Jack grabbed all their spy gear and their jetpacks, and off they blasted. As they zoomed through the sky and through the clouds towards this very tall mountain, they landed very quickly. There was a place that they had to land their jetpacks before it was too high up for them to fly. They put away their jetpacks in their bags and got all their gear ready, and off they started to hike. Noah and Jack were both very good explorers. They were good at following maps and making sure that they made the best decisions. But they were not ready for the crazy adventure that they were about to begin. Hey, Noah, how much further does it say that we have to go? I don't know, Jack, but the map says we got to keep going this way and then we got to turn south. And I think it says something like maybe a mile that way. I'm not sure. We'll follow it. Whoa. Do you smell that? Noah and Jack both smelled sulfur. Do you know what sulfur smells like? It's kind of stinky, but sulfur usually means that there might be a volcano nearby. Noah and Jack both learned that from training, and so they had to stay on their toes to be ready just in case lava appeared out of the ground. Well, just in a few more seconds, that smell of sulfur led to an explosion of lava. Hurry, Jack, grab your stuff. We gotta get out of here. The lava started to flow down the mountain and they had to jump across it. It's a good thing that they practiced their jumping because this was a big jump. 1, 2, 3, ah! Noah and Jack both jumped across the lava. They made it, but now they gotta keep going. Because of that explosion and eruption that shook the ground, kind of like an earthquake, they now had to walk across a very steep ledge. Whoa, that is a far fall down that cliff, said Noah. They very carefully scooted across this edge, because if they fell, whew, that would be trouble. They made it across to the other side, and there it was. I think that's the cave to the secret lab of Hulk. Let's go. Noah and Jack carefully entered the cave and started to call out for the Hulk. Hulk, this is Noah, and here's Jack. We're here to help.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. Oh, this is terrible.
The Hulk began to tell Noah and Jack that he had lost all of his power. He was feeling really sick. And, wait, Jack looked at Hulk and said, aren't you supposed to be green?
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, ever since this started happening, all the green has left my body. I don't have any power left.
Noah and Jack gathered all the clues from Hulk's story and started to research around the room that he lived in. And they asked if, you know, has anything changed recently? Did you see anybody that would have poisoned you or gotten you sick or something?
No, I haven't seen anyone in weeks when this happened, and I don't know why, said the Hulk.
Has anything changed? Like, did you start eating differently? Said Noah.
Well, come to think of it, yes, I... Broccoli, I was really sick of eating broccoli, so I've just cut broccoli out of my diet.
You stopped eating broccoli? Why did you do that?
I didn't like the taste of it anymore, and I just didn't want to eat it.
Noah and Jack had an idea. Ever since the Hulk had lost his power and he also lost his green color, right? And what color is broccoli? Green! Do you think that could be connected? They wanted to test their hypothesis. And so they grabbed a piece of broccoli and made the Hulk swallow it.
Are you sure about this? Oh, there's so many other things I'd rather eat. Whoa, what's happening?
And just like that, starting from his toes all the way up to his nose, the Hulk started to turn green again. And then his muscles started popping. He was getting ginormous.
Whoa, is this? Oh, I feel so much better, said the Hulk.
Noah and Jack had solved the mystery. The Hulk had not been poisoned, and there wasn't a bad guy that did this to him. The Hulk had actually done this to himself. Unknowingly, broccoli had some secret compound that gave the Hulk his power and strength and his green color. All along, he had been eating broccoli without knowing how important it was.
Wow, Noah and Jack!
great job solving this mystery. I can't believe it was broccoli, so I'm definitely going to go eat some broccoli tonight. Well, my friends, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye! Wow, what an awesome adventure! Well, my friends, you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Benjamin from California, Kennedy from Illinois, Jack from New Jersey, Scarlett and Emerson from Cary, North Carolina, Florence and Zelda from White Lake, Michigan, and Hudson and Ada from San Marcos, California. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, my friends, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!